The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2007, and Presidential Release number 350. I must begin this presidential release with the sad news that Tony Kohler, who has served as president of the National Federation of the Blind of North Dakota, died recently. It was an unexpected death, and she was working diligently to plan for the state convention in North Dakota and then to go forward with the national convention. You might keep Tony Kohler and the members of her family in your prayers. And you might also keep in mind that we have had Dan Fry here at the National Center. He's been in North Dakota. He lived in North Dakota for a while, and he has taken on the responsibility of working with our members in North Dakota to see that an orderly transition takes place. I am sorry to have to tell you of Tony Kohler's death. I am also sorry to have to tell you of the death of Mr. Marucci. This is Michael Marucci, Mrs. Marucci's husband. Mrs. Marucci worked here for many years, and Mr. Marucci did quite a lot of work translating many of our books into other languages. Mrs. Marucci has been caring for Mr. Marucci for the last couple of years while he's had cancer. I regret to have to tell you of his death. You might keep the Marucci's in your prayers. Now, I imagine that the word has spread that Betsy Zaborowski has had a recurrence of cancer. She is out of the building and is being treated for the cancer. She did not know the nature of it. She had had some pain, but she is now informed by the doctors that this is a treatable cancer and she is undergoing treatment for it. The treatment is rough on her, so she doesn't come to the building very much. There are, I think, three courses of treatment. She takes treatment for 3 or 4 days or about that amount, and then she is home for 3 or 4 weeks, and then she goes for another treatment. So it'll take some time, but the doctors say this is treatable. It is a recurrence of a cancer she had as a child. You might keep her and you might keep Jim Gashel in your prayers. I am delighted that this cancer is, as they say, a treatable one. Dr. Zaborowski has been quite upbeat about it. It is hard on her, but she's a fighter and she is fighting it and she intends to lick it. It is good that we have the kind of spirit and the kind of willingness to fight that we do in the National Federation of the Blind. I have had the good fortune to go meet with her at least once since the worry about the cancer began, and I will keep her in my prayers too. I am making this presidential release early during the month, and that is so because we have some changes that are afoot, and I would like you to know about them. To begin with, Jim Gashel began his work here at the National Center for the Blind in 1974. He worked at the Iowa Commission for the Blind before that time. He became the person who directed our work in the Washington office. He has worked with the National Federation of the Blind now for 33 years. In the last little while, he has taken the responsibility to do the things in the National Federation of the Blind to support our assistance with the development of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reader. That reader is a delightful product. I use it. It has, as I said on the last couple of releases, a currency reader in it, and I'm sure that there will be further developments as the reader goes forward. We set up a company with Kurzweil's people to own the reader and to distribute the reader, and that company is undergoing further development. Jim Gashel is going to be accepting the responsibility to serve as part of the management team of that company, which means that along about the end of convention time, he will no longer work directly for the National Federation of the Blind, but he will be helping to manage one of the programs that we have established with Ray Kurzweil, and I wanted to have him tell you about it. Here is Jim Gashel.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. Well, you've heard from Dr. Maurer that, of course, we have big things to announce. I first want to express our deep appreciation to all of you who have said many, many prayers and given us your personal expressions of good wishes for my wife and our director of our Jernigan Institute, Betsy Zabrowski. She's doing pretty well. Some days are good, some days are more difficult. But as Dr. Maurer said, her spirit is always upbeat. Well, maybe at the hardest times, it's not as quite as upbeat as sometimes it is in evidence, but she certainly bounces back from that. And she has told these doctors that she's going to whip this cancer and they can write her up in the medical journals again. In 1950, she had her earlier bout with this same cancer, retinoblastoma. And in 1950, when you're a child and have retinoblastoma, your survival chances were pretty slim. She was one of a few who did survive, and we're lucky that she did. And she will do so again. There's no question about that. That's the spirit of our leaders and the spirit of the National Federation of the Blind that she is bringing to this task. And we really do appreciate all of you for the expressions of support, love, and your prayers that we've felt and that we've heard from you. As for myself, well, we have the wonderful opportunity of taking the technology development of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader to the next level. You know, I first met Ray Kurzweil in April of 1975. That's before some of you hearing this release were born, I guess. It was near the beginning of my career with the National Federation of the Blind. I started work with the NFB on January 1, and I actually did work on January 1, 1974. And when I was considering taking that position, I remember thinking that I would probably continue in that job until I retired. I hoped I would be successful. At that point, I'd never set foot in the U.S. Congress, so I didn't know anything about it. But it has worked out reasonably well. I hope it has, and I think so. And in 1975, when I first met Ray Kurzweil, who came to the office and said that he had an idea for a reading machine, and couldn't we help to fund it and support it? And we did. We actually raised the money that bought the first prototypes of the Kurzweil reading machine. It was the first text-to-speech reading technology that ever was developed. So I had the chance of working with Ray on that and was always excited in helping to push his inventions forward. Now, with the new technology, we've added also a new dimension. The last time out, it was the Kurzweil reading machine. This time, it's the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. So our involvement is far more out front than it was before. And as Dr. Maurer said, we've created a company to help to market this product. That company is called KNFB Reading Technology. Now, people have been buying the reader, the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, from two sources, one from the National Federation of the Blind and the other from dealers who are dealers associated with Kurzweil Educational Systems. Kurzweil Educational Systems is not a company that Ray Kurzweil is is involved with at present. He formerly owned a big chunk of that company and started it up, sold that company, and has no involvement with that company now. But they've been the marketing arm for the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. That relationship, their exclusive opportunity to market the reader, has now ceased. And the dealers associated with KESI, or Kurzweil Educational Systems, are being signed up to work with KNFB Reading Technologies. And we need to staff up KNFB Reading Technology, so I'll be taking on the responsibility of vice president in charge of marketing. And we're going to market this reader, and we're going to develop reading products for the blind, and it's going to be an exciting future, not only for Ray Kurzweil, as it has been in the past, but this time also for the National Federation of the Blind. I'm truly challenged by this opportunity. Just as I had never set foot in the U.S. Congress in 1974, I've never organized a dealer network to market technology, but I have no doubt that it can be done, and certainly with the help of others involved with KNFB Reading Technologies, I know we can do it, and I think we can provide the best technology and text-to-speech reading services for blind people that has ever occurred in this country or in the world. That's our goal, and that's what we will accomplish. I'm also excited by the fact that this is a growth opportunity for the National Federation of the Blind. Now, when I started work for the NFB in January 1974, I think we had three or four, maybe possibly five people. I was certainly the senior level staff, being the chief of the Washington office, but we also had the editor of the Braille Monitor, and that was pretty much it as far as staff was concerned. And if any one of us would leave, it would leave a huge hole in the organization. Well, now we've developed our staff and our leadership in the National Federation of the Blind so that when one of us has the opportunity to do something else that furthers our organization, as in my case I will right now, there are other people standing in the wings that are ready to step up and do the job. And I think you're going to find that to be the case as we make this transition. I view it as an opportunity not only for myself, but an opportunity for the NFB to advance into a whole new dimension of leadership in the field of blindness and in the field of technology that helps blind people. So, stay tuned for all the developments with KNFB Reading Technology. I'm sure we'll keep you advised of that as we go along. I didn't realize in 1975 when I first met Ray Kurzweil, and in 1974 when I came to work for the National Federation of the Blind and thought that I might continue that job until the point of retirement, I didn't know at that time that there would be such a thing in the future called a .com. I thought a dot was the end of a sentence, not the middle of something. But of course, we have .orgs now, and we have .coms. And after having worked for the National Federation of the Blind, our .org, for the last 32 years, almost 33, actually 33 and a half years by the time we get done with it, I'll have a chance to go to work for our .com. And that's an exciting opportunity. And you'll be able to contact me anytime now, beginning right now, actually, at jim@knfbreader. That's one word, knfbreader.com. That's jim@knfbreader.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and thank you, fellow Federationists.
You know, Jim Gashel has worked for us as long as anybody ever did. Dr. Tenbrook was in the organization from 1940 to 1968, and he did a lot of work. And Dr. Jernigan was in the organization from 1952 until 1998. The longest term employee that we have ever had is Jim Gashel. And if you were to count all of the things that he has provided to the National Federation of the Blind, it would be a truly staggering number of things. So it is good that we have had you on the staff for as long as we have. I don't regard you as moving away from the Federation, of course, but accepting a new responsibility within it with somebody else to meet the payroll. So it isn't that we won't have you as a colleague. Some people will wonder about that. You know, and I know, that that wouldn't be true. I look forward to the work we're going to be doing in the next few years as much as I looked forward to the work we have been doing in the last few years. The new person who will be taking up the directorship of the Strategic Initiatives area of the National Federation of the Blind has worked with us less long. I think 4 years, if memory serves, but it may be another time. He's a man who came to us working on the Newsline programs and did very effective work there. During the last year, he has taken the responsibility for our public relations. Our public relations during the last year has been more extensive than ever before in our history. We've been in the Wall Street Journal. We've been in the New York Times. We've been in the Washington Post. We've been on television in lots of locations all over the country. John Perret is going to do it. So here for a word is John Perret.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and hello, fellow Federationists. I'm thrilled about two things. I'm thrilled about Jim Gashel's opportunity to move the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader forward. And I am also thrilled about the opportunity to work as the Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives. I appreciate Dr. Maurer's confidence and the confidence of all of you to be placed in such an important position. I believe with my heart and soul in the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind, and I look forward to moving things forward even more. I started just a few years ago with the NFB Newsline, and I got to meet most of our state presidents. I then moved on and working with the press. We've had a tremendous amount of activity in the past year with the Reader, and then the Target lawsuit, and the paper currency activity, and I look forward to other legislative activities in the coming year. I appreciate your confidence, and again, thank you, fellow Federationists.
Now, when I talked with Jim Gashel about the work he is planning to do, and when I concurred with him about how important it is, and when I talked with John Perret about the work he's going to do and agreed with him about how important that work is, I also asked Jim Gashel what Betsy Zaborowski was going to be doing, and he said that she was probably going to want to change in the position that she had had here at the National Federation of the Blind, directing the Jernigan Institute. Betsy and I talked at some length about the work she has done in the Jernigan Institute, she being the first director of the Institute that we've ever had, and of course the only one. That work has been extensive and really very good. In the meantime, she has come to face the medical problems that we've talked about on this release. That is an interruption of what she was planning to do. She has been very diligently working to build the Jernigan Institute. She talked with me about changing her position within the National Federation of the Blind and doing some things in a different way from the way she'd been working within the Jernigan Institute. And I agreed with her that there are opportunities to come that we should take advantage of and that she would be good to do it. So we talked about her ceasing as director of the Jernigan Institute, perhaps in September or October or sometime like that. Now, in the meantime, she's in the hospital part of the time and facing the work to solve the problem of the cancer that has recurred. And that has meant that Mark Riccobono, who served as president of our affiliate in Wisconsin and who has come here to be director of education, has been called upon to step up to direct the work of the Institute. He will be taking on the Institute full-time at the time that Dr. Zaborowski ceases to be the director of the Institute. He has management capacity. He has worked for the Sears Company in their management group. He was chosen to be one of the principal managers to learn management at the fast track level when he was in his early 20s. He is a younger man than sometimes. At one time or another, I've looked around at the management of the National Federation of the Blind, and I've said one of the things to worry about is that all these managers are older than I am. Not anymore. Mark Riccobono is much younger than I, something like 25 years younger, perhaps, and he has shown extraordinary leadership. He will be, on an interim basis, directing the Jernigan Institute. He will welcome Dr. Zaborowski back when she comes. He will be working with her on a transitional period after the national convention, and he will then be taking on the supervision of the entire Institute starting in the fall. Here to say a word about it is Mark Riccobono.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. It truly is an honor to be called upon to serve the National Federation of the Blind, and this new opportunity is another amongst the many that I have had the honor of taking on within the organization over the past 10 or 11 years. Recently, I had the opportunity to speak to a civic organization, and they asked me to come talk about teamwork. Well, the best teamwork that I know that happens in this country and pretty much anywhere in the world is the work of the National Federation of the Blind. So I talked to them about the elements of teamwork all the way up from 1940 to today, the work that we've done in the National Federation of the Blind together. And there's a number of different elements that I talked to them about: leadership, commitment, purpose, vision. And the Jernigan Institute is really an expression of the teamwork that we've had the opportunity to build within our family of the Federation. And it truly is an honor to take on the responsibility of carrying out the dreams and desires of blind people across the country in a programmatic way. I have had the opportunity to work every day that we've had the Jernigan Institute here and alongside Dr. Zaborowski, and I have learned a tremendous amount, and I look forward to learning more in the transition and to meeting more of our members across the country and building the programs that will make a difference for generations to come. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and thank you, fellow Federationists.
Well, thank you, Mark, and I appreciate your enthusiasm about what it is that we are going to be doing. I have two things to say. One is that the convention of the National Federation of the Blind is a-coming up, and if you think that this is the last time you're going to hear about changes that will occur, then you have another thing to worry about, which is to say, this will not be the last batch of changes that ever occurs within the National Federation of the Blind. I know of some that are coming. The convention will be an exciting time. You ought to get your reservations made at the hotel. You ought to do your pre-registration on the website of the National Federation of the Blind. I know it can be done, for I've done it myself. And some people might say that I'm very good at the computer, and I'm certainly a lot better with it than I used to be, but I always think that maybe I'm fairly new at it. I wonder when the first time was I used the computer. It's getting to be quite a while back now. So plan to be at the convention. We'll talk about these changes and other things that are happening. It should be an exciting time. I know lots of things that are about to occur. One of the things I would say is that we will be having a new position in the Federation for Dr. Zabrowski, and she has a tremendous task to undertake. She is good at developing new programs, and we have some new programs for her to develop. She very often is called upon to write on an empty page. Start from now and build something that never existed before is the challenge that we give her, and she's good at it. We look forward to having her back shortly. I have an announcement from Lorraine Rovig, which says that there will be a meeting of the Geordie's Engineers at the convention. The NFB group called Geordie's Engineers invites interested Federationists to meet for breakfast. Bring your own breakfast in the Marriott's restaurant during the 2007 NFB Annual Convention on Monday, July 2nd from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. We'll discuss the representation of blind persons found in current and past public media, movies, books, television, comics, newspaper editorials, and other matters. For a seat at the table, contact Lorraine Rovig at lrovig@nfb.org before convention or during convention. Leave a message for her room at the Marriott. Now, ordinarily, I would tell a few jokes at the end of the presidential release. I'm trying to get this one out in a hurry, so let me give you some that I remember from previous presidential releases. What is it that lies on the bottom of the ocean and shakes? Why, that's a nervous wreck. And we've just gotten through March, and there's one that goes well with March. Do you know what's green and Irish and comes out in the spring? That's patio furniture.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.